This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, proponent of believing women when they make these kind of sexual harassment allegations, but now a woman in her mid-20s, it's been revealed, quit her job in protest over the way Gillibrand's office handled her complaint, and the former staffer was critical of Gillibrand for not living up to her own standards.
Uh-oh, there goes more of the Me Too movement hypocrisy right in front of your face. Yep, Kirsten Gillibrand being ramped up to be one of the presidential candidates, because we're in the era of women who are unqualified to run. That's what they want. They want a woman to be the next president. They tried it with Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, and she failed. They tried it with, well, first of all, Hillary Clinton, and she failed miserably. Then they were elevating Warren even during the time of Hillary Clinton, and Warren couldn't get past she couldn't leapfrog past Hillary Clinton, even when Hillary was down, almost down and out. You know, when she was fainting during the campaign, they couldn't replace her. So then they said, oh, well, let's get a woman of color. So they started throwing, you know, Michelle Obama out there. Michelle Obama's like, y'all are not going to drag me into this. No way. Michelle Obama knows she's got some dirt. Oh, there's plenty of dirty on her. So you got that. Then they go, oh, let's find us another woman of color. So they bring in Kamala Harris, you know, sleep your way to the top, and she's going to fizzle. It's funny to me, too.
What do you think about Kamala Harris, Kevin?
She will gain no traction. She won't even be an afterthought in this campaign soon enough. Let me put it to you this way. Everybody running in a Democrat for the Democrats, and the guy who hasn't even announced, Joe Biden, is leading the pack. Bernie Sanders was the front runner to the Democratic Party when he abdicated the throne to Hillary Clinton, gave her her loss. He was going to lose, too, but it would have elevated Bernie. Had he kicked Hillary to the curb and gotten ahead, it would have elevated Bernie to rock star status. He threw it away, and now he's an also-ran. They were talking about Robert O'Rourke, you know, the fake Mexican, and he's nowhere to be found. Cory Spartacus Booker, where is he? I mean, give me your Democrat, I give you your problem for the Democratic Party. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to give me a call. I want you to hear the rest of this thing on Gillibrand, because the Democrats have built their whole legacy, this future, around the Me Too movement, a crazy millennial that named Ocasio-Cortez, and the idea of everything she stands for, which is eradicating ICE, getting rid of ICE. She's upset, by the way, that the federal government wants them to let us know when an illegal tries to purchase a gun. She's upset about this. The Democrats are betting on the idea that not protecting Americans and bringing illegals in and providing sanctuary cities is the way to win. They're running on the idea that it's a woman's body, and if a baby survives a botched abortion, just kill the kid. It's no big deal. I mean, look, I don't care what side of abortion you're on. Once a baby's born, you want to kill it? What's next? I got it. How about killing all conservatives? Certainly there's a rationalization for it when you look at the nihilistic approach of leftism that says the end justifies the means. And guess what? We believe we know more than you, even though they don't, because we proved it, right? How did we prove it? Let me just give you a hint, America. It's in two words, Donald Trump. We proved it with the election of Trump, who proved that Barack Obama was the worst president in modern history, if not the worst president in our history. And that's still, we got more to prove. I don't even have to go beyond now to tell you Obama was the worst president in modern history, possibly the worst in history. But wait till it all comes out. Wait till the Mueller report, which we'll get to a little bit about that here in a bit. Wait until all these things flesh out. that I've been preaching about for the better part of 10 years on radio, and certainly over the last 2 years, with this crazy new version of Democrat. You thought, under Barack Obama, it couldn't get any worse. And under Trump, you're watching the Democrats eat themselves. They don't want border walls. They don't want to fund your security, but they want to protect illegals. They don't want to protect babies born, but they want to protect the mother's right to choose because she's just decided, some, you know, which in most cases, willy-nilly, you know what, I just want to get an abortion because I had a bad sex with somebody. Look, again, I'm not telling people what to do with their lives, but don't tell me I don't know what it is that you're doing. I know what murder is. You can't soft shoe it. Glad you guys are with me. Let's play the rest of that clip of Gillibrand.
The allegation is a male aide who was more senior and married made unwelcome advances and said inappropriate things. Gillibrand Communications Director Whitney Mitchell Brennan saying that male employee has been held accountable. Quote, recently we learned of never before reported and deeply troubling comments allegedly made by the same individual. The office immediately began another investigation and interviewed relevant witnesses, which has led to the office terminating the employee from staff last week. These kind of issues have been front and center since Gillibrand has been in the U.S. Senate.
This is a moment about all of you.
Undermining our country.
All of you are speaking truth to power because you care about the future. You care about our children. You care about who is leading this country and who sits at the highest court in the land.
And Gillibrand spent much of last summer urging her colleagues to update what she considered the antiquated sexual harassment system here on Capitol Hill.
Oh, man, I love watching leftism spiral in on itself. Apply the rules of leftism to any leftist campaign, to any leftist sitting in Congress. Apply the rules to them, their staffers, whatever. Apply Me Too rules, apply LGBT rules, apply Black rules, Latino rules, women rules, whatever. You will find the most egregious, vile violation of those rules than you'll ever find on the conservative side. Ever. But this is what these people, this is why I love seeing it. I love it when, here's a new rule. Okay, you just broke it. You broke this, you broke that, you broke this. This is what I live to do it now. You know, Melissa accuses me all the time. She's, you know, this is your love, your passion. No, I don't like the business of politics. I do not. I would, if you ask me, Kevin, what do you want to do? I want to be, you know, representing athletes and stuff in their negotiations and hanging out with these cats because they're fun guys. I love athletes. And entertainers. I just don't love the lifestyle, you know, the leftism that is involved in it. But if you ask me, Kevin, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? The answer would have been no. I didn't plan on that. But if I have a passion for anything, it's waking up and beating up on leftists every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it.
When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The question is, can you set the record straight when it comes to the political interview? I just want to get your side of the story. Do you believe that Trump and Obama are the same, just different when it comes to their polishness? I understand that you review this political story. Could you just set the record straight so we get your side of it? Do you think that President Obama is the same as President Trump?
Absolutely not. That is silly to even think and equate the two. One is human, the other is...
Is it true that you just think that he's more polished than Trump?
That was a reporter walking with Omar, the Jew-hating Muslim who's a member of Congress in Minnesota. Shame on you, Minnesota. And she says, one's human, the other is not, in comparing Trump to Obama. I agree, Obama is a subhuman species, the most vile form of life. Yeah, he is. Because this is a man who wanted people to believe that he could be transcendental, and could have been. And instead, he squandered it. For his own political purposes, for his own financial gain. That is a scumbag. Dare I say a skank? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Jew hatred on display. Every time they stick a camera in front of Omar's face, that's what you should see. The hatred of somebody. I don't hate anybody. I don't think many of you hate anybody. I think most of you don't. But because it's a wasted energy, right? Why hate? Dismiss. Why would I hate you when I don't even have to think about you? I can dismiss you. Anyway, Omar is a Jew-hating Muslim, and I don't care how you slice it, that's what she is. And it was on display for the Democratic Party as they struggled to publicly condemn their superstar bigot hatred of Jews, but they didn't want to annoy the Democrats for whom hatred of Jews is a key component, as one guy wrote, of their intersectional web of leftist prejudices. See, the left doesn't, you can't be leftist and be, you have to be linear. You can't be across the board because Omar, for example, hates Jews. But she probably hates blacks too because most Muslims do. That's her lane, is Jew hatred. She can't say, I love women, because she doesn't love women. She only loves women who practice Sharia. She doesn't love any white men. The only men she likes are those who conform to Islam. And on and on. She's in a lane. Feminists are in a lane. They can't like all women. They can only like feminists. They don't like white women for the most part, even though many of them are, because they're self-hating, self-loathing, putrid people. And I could go on. They must stay in their lane. You don't have a lane as a conservative. Hallelujah. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Watch these leftists. Watch what they do. Watch how they act. There's nothing. You don't have to. There's no. They can't. I talk about the commonality of leftism. There is no commonality. The only. Well, there is one, the hatred of us. Outside of that, they can't stand each other. Many Democrats really want to condemn Omar. Yeah. The Democrats never named the actual bigot in this proposed, you know, legislation that they have, because the Democrat base is pro-bigotry. They hate Jews, Christians. They really hate white folks. They hate me and other blacks like me who don't conform to the slave mentality. They hate women who love men. I mean, it is a cult that you don't even want to have a part. I mean, you can't leave it. It is a mind-bending, brain-eating, brain-eroding cult. And I could go on with the people that they hate, because anytime you go against the grain of anything that they determine is what the end needs to be, and the end needs to be the eradication of conservatives, particularly conservative white men. They have a real bent on those guys. That's when you see all of their ugly prejudices come to the fore. This guy writes this. He says Nancy Pelosi's got a problem because she won the House back last year by hiding the left-wing evil bubbling under the surface of her party's collective dogma. She defeated the feckless Paul Ryan. What a loser. By running candidates in largely purple suburban districts who promise that if voters tossed out by the squishy Republican incumbent, the sensible Democrat moderate challenger would not go to Washington and do anything kooky. And of course, the Lucy's football phenomena was in full effect as these Manchurian candidates, I love that term, trooped up Capitol Hill and promptly got sucked into the crazy. Man, is that an apt description? Suddenly, instead of playing the fake moderate game, Nancy's minions had to suck up to a bunch of brain bimbos from safe blue seats. All the nonsense reps Tlaib, Omar, Ocasio-Cortez spewed on social media, and MSNBC thrilled the Democrat base. But what normal people heard was, we hate Israel. We hate the idea that you have cars. We hate you. I'll stop there for just a second to explain. This is the problem with the Democrats. That's what they're about. They're being, and I'm really assuaging any issues that conservatives have, because conservatives are going, Kevin, what's going on here? You know, these people are getting a lot of press and all. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I'm shocked that Pelosi and team is allowing the Tlaibs and the Omars and the Ocasio-Cortezes to get so much oxygen. But here's what that shows you. It shows you that the Democrat leadership doesn't have the stranglehold over the media they used to have. That maybe some of the Trump effect on them is gaining steam, because when you keep these radicals out there, it can't be good for the Democrats. Now, there's an ancillary, there's an anti-argument to what I just said, or an argument, I should say, to what I just said, which is maybe that's what the Democrats want. Maybe that's what the media wants, is to put these people out and say, no, the pervasive view of the world is Tlaib and Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, the hatred of Jews, the killing of babies, the taking away of your cars and your airplanes and your fossil fuels, and the denigration of the American people, to let people know just how bad it is. What did Ocasio-Cortez recently say of America? That we were, you know, I forget, essentially we're a putrid place, terrible place. America, we should be ashamed of ourselves. He says, he goes on to say, and the fact that these commie-come-latelys are so inept is icing on the cake. Omar couldn't help but run her fool mouth about what she really thought of the Jews. Ocasio-Cortez could not manage to let fly with her Green New Deal without making the rookie mistake of telling people what was actually in it. Free money for those unwilling to work? Maybe that dog hunts among the simpletons in her New York district, but in America, not so much. Not only does it rile up Nancy because these clumsy radicals have stolen the spotlight, made it immeasurably harder to pull off her "we're sensible" scam on the swing seat suckers, but it rankles because none of these debutantes have paid their dues. See, that's the biggest issue. Nancy and the rest of her leadership worked years and years accumulating power, rising through the ranks, and when they've regained power, these newbies who paid no dues have more Twitter followers, etc. What do these upstarts think they're doing? I've asked that same question. Democrats are going to have to answer it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Manafort's legal issues may not be over, as he was indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as well today. Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges and others are facing charges in the biggest college admissions bribery case ever. One of the parents charged, actress Lori Loughlin, is expected to be in court later today. President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States. If you are currently flying on one of those jets, the plane will land as soon as possible and you will then be put on a different plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Those who really know her know that this is not a Speaker of the House who's suddenly gone soft on President Trump. This is actually a ruthless political leader who wants to bleed out this administration over the course of this year, investigation after investigation. No rush to impeachment. She knows that it was suburban voters who helped the Democrats win the vote in 2018. She doesn't want to rush to anything. Break down this administration, expose them throughout 2019 and 2020, and go into 2020 election with a real case against the president that's been built over time, not rushed through some proceeding.
In other words, the Democrats got major problems on their hands. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jacks here. It's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Democrats are in trouble. It's very simple. They put a lot of effort into orchestrating a coup that didn't occur, and now they got to face the music, and it's about to get very, it's lane driven. In other words, they're going to look at the budget, they're going to look at the wall, they're going to look at, along with immigration, they're going to look at tax burdens and tax cuts and a host of other things, foreign policy, you name it, and they're going to, as people start to make this evaluation and compare it to the craziness of what's happening on the left, they're going to make the decision that, you know what, we don't need these people in office any longer. I've already talked earlier about Pelosi's got big problems on their hands. They're losing the Jewish vote. They're calling it Jexodus. Have you heard this term? Jexodus? The Jewish exodus? It's like Blexit. It's supposed to be like black and Latino exit, equivalent to Brexit in Britain. I mean, if you want to give it a fancy name, fine. But look, blacks and Latinos have been exiting the Democratic Party for the better for decades. And it more have exited in the last 2+ years, and certainly in the last decade, than at any time in history, other than when blacks left the Republican Party in the 1930s. But as far as coming back to Republicans, there's been no greater exodus than in the last decade that's been accelerated in the last 2 years, partially because of Trump, but not because people like Donald Trump. It's because people have Donald Trump has exposed the dirty underbelly of leftism, and it's causing Democrats to wake up. Now, people ask me all the time, Kev, you know, do you think Democrats are really waking up? You know, and I go, look. There's no simple recipe for what wakes a person up. It's very personal as to what makes the straw that breaks the camel's back. Gay people notice something. They say something like, wow, seems like the Republicans care more about us in terms of not getting tossed off buildings or being discriminated against around the world than Democrats. So they make an exodus. Black folks learn that the Democrats are the most heinous people on the planet when it comes to treatment of blacks, and they understand a little bit of history. Maybe something hits them in the pocketbook or whatever. They get it. Women get it when they find out these women don't care about a woman's right to choose. If they did, they'd be addressing women's prostitution. Being honest with you, I say if it's a woman's right to choose, why can't she use her body any doggone way she chooses as long as it's protected? In other words, if a woman says, I'm going to go stand at a corner and give guys, sexually pleasure men in a variety of ways, and it won't be unsafe to anybody, and I'm not hurting him. No crime is committed in the sense that, the guy gets jacked or I get jacked or beat up or whatever, then who's to say that I can't do it? It's my body. If I want to let somebody lay on top of me and do whatever, why can't I do it? So when women talk about, it's a woman's right to choose, I go, you're disingenuous, you're a liar. The only time it's a right to choose is when you want to have a baby. It's not a right to choose when it's a chance of you making the baby and how you choose to do that. It's not a right to choose then. That's what I'm saying. It's easy to poke holes in their silly arguments. And that's what I do every day. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We'd love to talk to you. We communicate back with you, unlike these other people. And it isn't staffers. It's me. I'm for the most part, occasionally my staffers may, answer back a simple question. They'll say, yeah, Kevin's thought on this is blah, blah, blah. But most of the time, it's me interacting with you. I call you. I talk to you. I want to know. In fact, I called a guy. We recorded it. I called him because he left me a note. I'll probably do it on tomorrow's show. I'll play that. But I wasn't on the air when he called, but we talked. I called him back. Anyway, Democrats have lots of woes, and I'm always telling conservatives, do we need to fight? Absolutely, but we don't have to fight. The Democrats do a good job of selling nonsense and getting people to come over to us. All we have to do is remain firm. All you have to do is be ready to fight back. When somebody comes over, you have to bring them in, and then you've got to offer a gauntlet of protection. Because you know what? They're going to lose some friends. They're going to lose some family members. You have to say, so what? People ask me all the time, Kevin, do you care that you can't? Yeah, not that I can't, but you don't go to, this black thing or get some black award. I'm like, man, do you ask me? What do you just ask me? No, I don't care. I don't care if I ever get a BET, what do they call it? Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't care. But for the record, I don't care if I get a WET, a White Entertainment Television Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't care about getting awards. What I care about is that right prevails over wrong. That's what I care about. Anyway, Donald Trump's got a budget that's coming out. And this guy writes this, Trump's budget has provided the party a chance to regroup, the Democratic Party, as Democrats of all stripes are bashing the president's spending wish list and using the document as a way to unite around their shared values. Now, I haven't seen this budget. One of my buddies gave me an article that said these are the five takeaways from Trump's budget. I haven't looked at it. All I know is he wants $8 billion plus for the wall. The other thing I know is Donald Trump is not acting like a spendthrift right now with this budget. I don't know why. I haven't looked into it. When I do, if I need to jump him, I'll jump him like I did with Ann Coulter. I think Donald Trump throwing Ann Coulter to the wolves is crazy. Ann Coulter is making him a better president. Ann Coulter is making us a better nation. Ann makes me mad sometimes, and I'm friends with her. But I'll tell you this, when she continues to beat on this wall and say, you're supposed to build a wall, and Trump's like, well, I'm trying. She's like, uh-uh, that's what Democrats, that's their excuse. I'm trying. Barack Obama says, I'm trying. But you know what Barack Obama didn't try? He didn't try when he passed Obamacare. He got it done. And he got it done with the nation against him. And Ann Coulter is saying, you know what? You're better than he is. You better get it done, Mr. Trump. And I think that's great. I used to be mad at Ann when she said that. But then when Trump tweeted that she was a nutty whack job or something like that, or a wacky nut job, one or the other, it works either way, I was like, okay, no. You can't go from a woman who predicted your presidency before anybody and call her a wacky nut job or a nutty whack job. Either way, you can't go that route. You can do that with Rosie O'Donnell. You can do that with Nancy Pelosi or Ocasio-Cortez or whomever you want, but you can't do that to somebody that supported you that way. That's not what we do. That's not who we are, to go all Obama on you. So I called him out on that. I tweeted directly to him, you need to knock it off. She's making you a better president because she's forcing you to do what Barack Obama did. And she's forcing you to defend it. Don't give me the wishy-washy, I want to reach across, I want to work with the Democrats. He's passing a budget that he knows the Democrats are not going to pass to give him $8.6 billion. He's already invoked executive privilege or whatever, I don't know, what an executive order. Oh, we're going to build the wall with the military. They're fighting him back on that. Barack Obama got it done. Are you a get-it-done guy, Mr. President, or not? Because if that feckless unit can get it done, you should be able to get it done. See, I think that's a challenge. I love what Ann Coulter did, in case you missed that broadcast. I just kind of, that's enough. I gave you enough of it. Anyway, so Trump's got this big budget, I believe, coming out. And they said, the guy writes this, yet drafting their 2020 budget blueprint will be much tougher for Democrats than attacking that of the president, forcing the party to make formal endorsements of their own policy priorities amid simmering of internal disagreements over how to best approach health care, immigration, climate change, and a host of other thorny issues. And see, this is the part I really like. This is what I like. Because the Democrats know health care is a joke. Obamacare is a joke. I don't know what Trump's saying, but they can't live and die with Obamacare. Immigration, they've lost on. I don't care what polls tell you, they've lost on immigration. When you are okay with illegals killing your citizens and you provide sanctuary, and worse than that, you provide money. This is just sanctuary. We're not talking about the Underground Railroad getting people out of slavery. These are people that have lives in other countries. They may not be the lives you like, but you have lives in other countries. Nobody's oppressing you. Change. Go make a change. Anyway, we could easily fight them on these issues, but Republicans are too stupid to do anything. That's why it's up to people like me. And I got better things to do. But you know what? If I have to save the Republic with my little measly ideas, I'm willing to do it. Climate change is another one. Donald Trump is firmly against it. He's proven it in a variety of ways. Democrats want your money. I don't know if you saw this article. We'll talk more about it. They say that clean air, dirty air is more racist. Polluted air is racist to blacks and Latinos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get back to these Democrat budget woes, I want to add something in here because every time you go out and you look at the news, you got to understand there's a propaganda game being played with you. And I saw this article and it said Elise Stefanik is pushing fellow Republicans to confront the party's woman problem. We've got a woman problem in the GOP. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. So our woman problem is that women are upset with us because we dare want to protect a baby when a woman is carrying the baby as a vessel. And so they say that's our woman problem. That is our only, our biggest problem with women. Because we empower women in every other way except when we say, look, you're having a baby. That's the way mankind is made. So you get that honor. You must treat that honor with the right way. I'll put it to you another way. If men could carry children, I would feel identically the same about abortion as I feel about it with women. I would say, men, you have the added responsibility of carrying civilization inside of your sack, which would really be painful, but let's say that that's where we carried it, and you would have to take very good care of that. Don't go hurtling, right? don't go doing things that you shouldn't be doing if it's going to mess up the baby. That's all I'm saying. And I get it would be, and to women's point, it would be my right to choose if I want to carry this, you know, potentially 9-pound thing in the middle, you know, of my sack. But it would be my right to choose. But I would say to myself, hey, Kev, you got to protect mankind. It isn't about just it being my baby. It would be one thing as you go, Kevin, it's your child. Well, I'm going to treat it with even more care. No, you're carrying mankind. If men decided willy-nilly to go, you know what, I'm just not having any more babies, then we could ruin it all. That's why God made our sex drive high enough to where we go, no matter how mad you get, no matter how, your wife could have threatened to kill you the night before. If she says, hey, okay, let's go for it, you're like, okay, really? Okay, let's do it. Don't, fellas, no, they're agreeing with me out there. I know you are. Anyway, back to this article. So we've got a woman problem, and this rep out of New York, she says, we have to admit we have a problem. We have to reevaluate our approach to women voters. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, we have to reevaluate our approach to women voters who watched the Blasey Ford lying skank deal go on, where she accused a man who did nothing to her, who doesn't even know her, of being a gang rapist. And Sputnik or whatever her name was, and Gonzalez, all three women, proven liars, proven sluts from when they were kids, and we have to attract women? Is that who you want to attract? I don't think that's who we want to attract. We have to attract the women who have participated, and I'm talking about these Holly weirdos, in case you haven't heard the story, that are now getting indicted because they were running a scam to get these elitist white kids into colleges through sports programs that they aren't even good at. Those are the kind of women we want to attract. We want to attract the Nancy Pelosi crowd. We want to attract the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez crowd. We want to attract the Sharia women like Tlaib and Omar. Is that who we want to attract? Or do we want to just be a party of principle and watch women come over to us because, you know why? They have sons. They have sons that they don't want to be Kavanaugh'd. They have daughters that they don't want to be ISIS brides fighting to get back into the country, and on and on. We don't have to do anything special. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJ Radio. So this woman is a 34-year-old third-term Republican from upstate New York. They said she's something of an endangered species, young, female, and conservative. That is a lie. She's not an endangered species any more than a black Republican is an endangered species. But because we lost the House, everybody's got this knee-jerk thing. We got to do something different. We don't have to do anything different. We lost the House because we got cheated out of the House. Some people even claim Donald Trump may have wanted to lose it so he could showcase the radicalness of the left. I don't believe that. But whatever the outcome is, I say it's all God's will, and it's going to work out in our favor. Because here's the dirty little, well, it's not that dirty to me, but here's the secret, folks. We win in the end. If you are a God-fearing, Christ-following person, we win in the end. I don't care how much evil lurks in this world, we, the good guys, win. And you want to know why? Because it's in your DNA to do better, to not have a morally relative compass, but to know moralism as it lie. And not only that, when it impacts you negatively, when you have gone against your own morals, and guess what? You've done it. You'll do it again. You'll make mistakes. But you will not change the target. You understand it. We don't have a woman problem. We have a GOP problem. People that want to change who we are all the time. We don't need to change anything. I mentioned about this budget. and the Democrats' most left of leftists of their wing has emerged as its most vocal. These are the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and so on, these progressives. They want their party to embrace the craziness over health care, Obamacare, over open borders, over climate change, and all these other things. This Green Deal, Medicare for all. They want to get rid of ICE. These are the things that are alienating their middle base and driving the independents to the Republican side, the right side, in amazing numbers. But we got people out there going, we need to change it. We don't have to change a thing. The only thing we have to do is start backing up what we stand for. That's what we have to change. Kevin Jackson, you heard it here. I've given you the secret. Democrats don't like when I just state the obvious. We don't have to do anything. I mean, sell me on the idea, Kevin, get up, you know, every day, have a smile on your face, work whatever job you work as if it's for the glory of God, even if you don't like the job. Find something you really like that you have a passion in. Get good at it. Make money. Pay your taxes. Be a good citizen. Raise your kids right. Live in the community you want to live in. Find your, you know, the happiness and however you define it. Unencumbered. This country is going to let you have that. And when you die, you can pass that along with whatever legacy to your children and grandchildren and what have you. That, my friends, is what we sell as conservatives. And we can't even sell it. You know, the left sells, hey, you know, go out, be a piker, use drugs, get drunk, be promiscuous, have babies out of wedlock, you know, cheat to get into college, cheat to get out of college, cheat to get your job, whatever. Get caught eventually, ruin your life, get into rehab, do something else, go out, get drunk, show your manana on, you know, on social media, become a pariah, eventually commit suicide or have to get out of rehab again, go borrow money from mommy and daddy or live in the basement, blah, blah, blah. How do you sell that over what we have? I'm just curious. I know I'm starting to sound like a preacher, but I am preaching. How do you sell that? They want Medicare for all. They want people to get money that never have to work. By the way, we have a whole ecosystem of people who get money and never have to work. They are not planning on working. They will not work. They know the system better than the people that run the system know it. And there are people out there that are cheering them on. Cheering that they come out here and steal your money. And the Democrats are upset because of the budget. And here's the fun. It isn't going to be big enough. There's not anything they're going to be able to do. They're in a rock and a hard place. Donald Trump is, I mean, he's not being a fiscal hawk right now. I don't know why. I don't know the details. But he doesn't, you know, he's not impressing me as being a fiscal hawk. He's impressing me of bringing money into the Treasury. But that's at the end of the day, he's one thing I do know that came out of the budget. He says we got to address these entitlements and we got to start looking at ways to get this treasure, to get the budget balanced. And I think they said by 2034. Now, if you believe that, I would like to say I got a mountain to sell you in New Orleans. Anyway, the chairman of the House Budget Committee is drafting the Democrats' plan, which they say is going to be controversial for what it includes as well as what it doesn't. He downplayed the notion that the budget document will be divisive, noting that he's meeting with lawmakers across the party's ideological spectrum. Good luck with that. You have people that want to get rid of farting cows, don't want you to eat hamburgers, don't want any fossil fuel transportation, believe that we can go green in 10 years for only the easy price of $93 trillion and have no idea how to pay for it. That's become the pat answer. That's what you always ask. Well, how are we going to pay for it? Well, you're asking that question because you know what? That's what gets asked of me every single day. That's what I ask of my kids. Hey, Dad, I want so-and-so. I go, how are you going to pay for it? Well, you have it. No, I don't have it. My money's my money. Now, how are you going to pay for it? Anyway, I'm going to have to wait, but I want to go into Trump's wall budget. Let's do it tomorrow. See you then.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.